We begin today with breaking news.
This is Mark McNeese, and you're listening to the Weekly Red Lines, promoting better news digestion. Big Cup, the week's top stories, LGBTQ news and headlines, U.S. and beyond, finance and retirement, health and aging, entertainment and culture, travel. Isn't that something? Welcome to the Weekly Red Lines for January 13th. It is a Friday for the superstitious among us. This is your truncated audio edition of the headlines. I'm going to try to keep it that way, although there is a lot to cover this week. I'm going to start out with a quote from one of my favorite actors and people. Yeah, I don't know her, of course, but she has been in the news a lot lately. It's Jennifer Coolidge. I've known her for years in things that I've seen her in, going back to the Christopher Guest mockumentary. She's been in all kinds of things. But she's a character actress, and she's a phenomenal character actress. And she seems to be a phenomenal person as well. She won a Golden Globe for her portrayal in the second season of White Lotus. She's been in both of them, but will not be anymore because she has been killed off. She mentioned that in the acceptance speech, so I'm not spoiling anything. But one of the many wonderful things she said was, quote, "I had such big dreams and expectations as a younger person, but what happened is they sort of get fizzled by life." And then she went on to really leave the audience in stitches, as she does. I mean, if I could meet somebody in the entertainment industry, it would be Jennifer Coolidge. Now I'm going to get on with the week's top stories. I always like to start with something positive. California Democratic Representative Robert Garcia was sworn into office on the U.S. Constitution, beneath which were a photo of his parents that he lost to COVID, his citizenship certificate, and an original Superman number one from the Library of Congress. Light and spirit in a dark world. The GOP House of Horrors show begins with endless hearings on hot MAGA buttons, guaranteed to exhaust us for the next 2 years. Classified documents continue to be found at properties once occupied by Joe Biden, providing the mainstream media with lots of opportunity to parrot the right-wing echo chamber. And a six-year-old shot his teacher in Newport News, Virginia, probably with a gun mommy left on the kitchen table. LGBTQ headlines. Nonprofit will help trans people leave the U.S. It's called Transport, capital T-R-A-N-S, port. It was founded by a transgender woman who sees the writing on the wall and wants to help people claim asylum in other countries. It can be done in certain countries, and she's doing what she can to get people out while they can. I mean, it's so bleak to say that, but I believe it. Pete Buttigieg shut down the Fox News' Bret Baier on traveling overseas on overseas travel with his husband. They had gone to the Invictus Games, which is a delegation that goes, and it's traditional, and they travel with their spouses on these things. So he was being questioned as if the fact that he took his husband was some kind of waste of taxpayer money. And he very calmly pointed out that every other person in his position who has gone has taken their opposite sex spouse, and it hasn't been an issue, and it shouldn't be this time. And I think it left Baier kind of speechless. Oklahoma is about to pass a trans bill called the Millstone Act. Millstone comes from a scripture about having a millstone. Better to have a millstone put around their necks and have them thrown into the lake than to have stumbled one of these little ones. I'm paraphrasing it, but it's a religious scripture, and it's an act that is meant to further torture transgender people, and it's not about children, as one trans activist said. They're just going to keep raising the ages until there's no such thing as legal transition, because it raises the age to 26. 26 years old. Anything under that, and you cannot receive not just surgical care, which is bad enough, but hormones. You can't receive any kind of medical treatment as a transgender person in Oklahoma if you're under the age of 26. It hasn't passed yet, but I guarantee you it will. These things pass in every state where they have a Republican supermajority, and it will pass there. The Republican House just pushed for new abortion restrictions. You know, I guess they can't lose enough elections, although they won the House, obviously, by a very slim majority. But No matter how many times they get defeated, they just come back with more and more draconian, harsh things, because they seem to think, I don't know what they think, either they think they're going to suppress enough votes or they're going to get enough of their supporters out there to win an election, which is just not happening. So they just keep going at it. Hospitals continue to close in states that didn't expand Medicaid. This is particularly sad, in my opinion, for rural hospitals. Mississippi is set to close 13 rural hospitals because the state refuses to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, in which they would get federal dollars. It's not going to, it wouldn't cost them anything, but to them it's ideological, and they hurt their own citizens. And equally tragic is that the same citizens being harmed by this turn around and vote for them. Now, on finance and retirement, early retirement can accelerate cognitive decline. Maybe that's why I stay as busy as I do. I do not want to work in a grocery store or for a paycheck much longer. I'm leaving at the end of March, but I stay really busy. I do think you have to stay busy, but there are some people who retire and they don't know what to do with themselves, and it accelerates their cognitive decline. It is still time to max out your retirement accounts. I mean, what that means is not taking it out, but you still have time for 2022 to put the maximum in or to put more money in if you want to. It's limited. I don't know if you have till the end of January what the situation is exactly, but there is time to still put money in your 2022 retirement accounts. Under health and aging, weight loss medications for kids are being encouraged in some quarters because doctors think that childhood obesity is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. Fast food links to higher chances of liver disease. This is from a new study. I'm not terribly surprised. Sometimes you read things and it's like, oh, well, okay, I figured that out already. And Alzheimer's disease is detectable via blood biomarkers a decade before symptoms show. I don't know that I would want to know 10 years before I got Alzheimer's that I was going to get it. Dementia tied to hearing loss. This one is about the likelihood of developing dementia being lower for older adults who use hearing aids. So if you're having a hearing problem, address it, get it treated, get hearing aids if you need them. I'm going to move on to entertainment and culture. Ryan Murphy, when he got his Golden Globe, which was not an honorary award, but it was for his achievements and what he's done, he saluted the bravery of LGBTQ stars and actors when he accepted it. Marjorie Taylor Greene was locked out of Twitter for using Dr. Dre's music. Dr. Dre was not happy about that. Dr. Dre is extremely wealthy, and he put a stop to it. It doesn't always happen. Like they'll use a campaign, we'll use Bruce Springsteen's music or Aerosmith's or whatever, and they say, stop doing that. They keep doing it anyways, but in this case, it had some effect. Adam Rich, who was the little boy star of Eight Is Enough, died at 54. I don't know why they didn't say. Maybe they have since this came out, but he passed away young. I mean, 10 years younger than me. And then Iron Maiden, if you like heavy metal music or if you just like Rob Halford, released a limited edition postal stamps with the Royal Mail. So you can get stamps with Iron Maiden on it if you're over there in Britain. Well, I always end up with, it's called Isn't That Something? I like to find interesting or peculiar news items. Trees are migrating west, and scientists aren't exactly sure why. It has to do with species of trees that they thought would go south or they would go here with climate change are moving out to the west. A woman ends up in an ER after doing a DIY gel manicure that she saw on TikTok. Please don't do things you see on TikTok. It's so stupid. And risky, and young people especially do it, but anybody is vulnerable and gullible, but you can get yourself seriously hurt with doing things you see on TikTok. Apple Music released the Dream Karaoke Machine. I don't know. It's a phone. You can use your phone to do karaoke. You know, that's going to make some people happy. Other people, it's just going to annoy the crap out of them. And I'm going to end up on something that really struck a chord with me, and not in a good way. It has to do with a school administrator at the Olentangy, there's a name for you, school district in Ohio, interrupted and put a stop to a reading of The Sneetches, which is a book by Dr. Seuss. Shale Meadows Elementary School third teacher Mandy Robeck was reading The Sneetches to her class as part of NPR's latest episode of Planet Money. It has to do with economic lessons in children's books. And during the podcast, a child who was quite insightful realized that the message of The Sneetches could apply to racial discrimination. It could also apply in for me to the fact that I knew that I was gay. I knew that I was different when I was a child. And The Sneetches resonates with anybody who feels different living in a world that may or may not be accepting for them. You know, it's not a critical race theory book. That's insane. But this school administrator decided that this was going into a territory about race that she wasn't comfortable with and the parents wouldn't be comfortable with. So they stopped the reading. And it really disturbed me. I'm so tired of what's going on in this country with, you know, it's called cancel culture by a lot of people. I hate phrases like that. Just can't stand them. But there is no more effective cancel culture warrior than Ron DeSantis, Tucker Carlson, libs of TikTok, all these people that are silencing gay people, they're silencing queer voices. They're making sure that Black people cannot discuss their own experiences and the experiences of their enslaved ancestors. They are doing everything they can to put us under the, what I call the unwoke boot. And they're having a lot of success in a lot of places. And it's just tragic. And it's really messed up. It's a children's book that I loved when I was a kid. I had a copy of it somewhere for many, many, many years because I was a gay sneetch. I knew what it was like to not have a star on my belly and to live in a world populated by star belly sneetches. You know, so I'm going to end on that because it was really upsetting to me because I said in a something that I wrote for Substack, that she didn't just silence the reading, she silenced the child, whether that child can verbalize that or not. She silenced that child and told him, in effect, he has no star. He doesn't have a star. He doesn't get to express what he understands about this book because some adult somewhere is gonna think that they're aiming this at white people. So anyways, this country is really, really messed up, but I'm happy. I'm happy and I hope everybody is as happy as they can be and keeps a positive attitude because we don't give up. You know, it's not like challenges have just arisen out of nowhere. Most of us have had challenges all our lives and you just keep going. You know, you just keep going and you keep trying to make your environment a better place and do things for the people in your lives and make this experience, short as it is on this planet, a better one. That's it. This is Mark McNeese. Thanks for listening to my not so truncated weekly Red Lines audio edition, and I'll be back next week. You've been listening to the Weekly Red Lines. You can find it at theweeklyredlines.com or subscribe to my Substack, Mark McNeese on Topic, for the full text version every Friday, along with this audio side dish.